Well, on Wednesday, crews made significant progress and completed a large section of containment line on the east, south, and west portions of the Caribou Lake fire. All the containment lines were tested yesterday by those gusty winds and warm temperatures that we had. They held and there was no growth. Fire continues to be still holding at that 904 acres. However, the containment has increased to 57%.
57%?
Containment means that a control line has been completed, which can reasonably be expected to stop fire spread. There's 57% of the fire is now contained. All along the east side, the whole southern perimeter, and then on the west. The only open line that we do have a dozer line across, but it just hasn't been mopped into that 75 feet, is on the northern portion of the fire, and that's being held by a dozer line up in the Boxcar Hills. Today, what they'll be working on is buttoning up that last northern perimeter and being able to walk in 75 feet in and making sure that all that heat is out, and then we'll see containment increase tomorrow.
Well, that's terrific. Also, there's some rain coming, isn't there?
There is. We're looking at some cooler temperatures and possibly rain. That's only going to help them this weekend to be able to get to that 100% containment goal with the confidence that the fire will not spread from that containment line.
And are firefighters encountering hunters in the fire area?
Not in the fire area, but we are starting to see more hunters, which is totally normal this time of year. No one has gone through the barriers. They see the fire information signs.
Well, that sounds terrific. Thank you so much for the update.
There'll be a new map posted that people will actually be able to see that containment line.
We can use some tips on how to read that map.
It's a black line instead of a red line. Red, it indicates that it's still needing to be contained, but the black line is what we want to be focused on with the goal of that black line will go all the way around that fire perimeter area.
Okay, thank you. So I think if you agree that it's about time for us to just gear down a little bit so that I don't expect you to report to me twice a day.
That sounds good to me. I was kind of waiting for us to get over that 50%. And also, like, it really, where that containment is the threat to the structures is gone now. So we could do another one tomorrow morning.
Yeah, what I was going to suggest is that we still communicate at, say, 5 o'clock at night, but we'll keep our morning appointment and continue in that way.
That sounds great, Kathleen. That makes sense.
And then, of course, at any time of the day or night, you may contact me with information. And I think it bears repeating that even if it's pouring rain out there, there is a burn ban.
That's correct. And that could have helped with the success of not having any fires yesterday because people knew that there was a burn ban and we didn't have any open campfires or campfires that maybe didn't get put out correctly. It's going to take significant rain to really make some changes in how dry the ground is right now. Adhere to that burn ban, and when it lifts, we'll make sure to get that information out too so people know that you're okay to, when you're out camping, to have a campfire.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah Sarlos, Public Information Officer for the Alaska Division of Forestry. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.